Partly it's raising awareness. So there'll be a number of police officers and our partners going out together, and we'll be attending those locations. We'll be speaking and engaging with young people, but also adults as well. And we'll be highlighting the signs of child sexual exploitation and what to look out for. And if they've got any concerns about young people, who to contact and who to call. And also young people that frequent those areas, will be interacting with those, we'll be educating those with leaflets, and obviously discussing any concerns they've got.
Is it very much that you're going out into the community to try and reach these youngsters because they won't come forward if they are victims or if they are in trouble? Is that sort of the barrier that's there at the moment?
Well, what we do know is that any exploitation of children is a hidden crime. And we know the responsibility isn't just on the police, it's on all our partners together to try and identify those hidden crime and those that are vulnerable that even haven't got the confidence to come forward and raise their concerns to a parent or a guardian or a teacher. And we're going to provide that opportunity on the street with high visibility to encourage the trust and confidence of those vulnerable people to come forward and obviously report to us any concerns they've got.
When you're talking about vulnerable youngsters, who are these children? Why are you saying they're vulnerable? Where have they come from?
That's a good question and really difficult to explain, because vulnerability could be you're vulnerable by age. You know, we are not saying that we know what a definition of a vulnerable person is, but what we do know is there are some predators out there that will attend locations, normally where young people go, and it could be youth clubs, it could be parks, it could be children's homes, and they go there and they start offering them sweets and money or alcohol or sometimes drugs in return for something else. And to us, those people are vulnerable because they're being preyed on by predators.
Is this a problem that's specifically bad in Portsmouth? Is that why you've targeted this area first?
No. The reason we really looked at Portsmouth first is that when we spoke to Portsmouth City Council about the idea of a CSE Guardian Angels, they had a very, very healthy appetite to do this. And we knew that Barnardo's that operate within Portsmouth wanted to be a part of this. So for no other reason than we picked Portsmouth to pilot this, because we know at the moment we don't know whether it's going to work or not. It has been tried in the UK before, so we're going to trial it really as a first in the UK, and we will evaluate it. And if it does work, if we do identify hidden victims of child sexual exploitation, then we will look to roll this out to other parts of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight.
Obviously, the idea is to identify and speak to the youngsters and hopefully find victims and help them and make them safe. Is there sort of a knock-on effect of that you may indeed actually find the perpetrators and bring charges against them?
We're well aware through good intelligence systems that we know that perpetrators do attend certain locations. Part of our CSE Guardian Angels is that we will also be targeting areas that are frequented by these perpetrators, and we will deal with them very robustly.
It's a UK first, really, the way that you set this up and the way you're doing it with Barnardo. So it's kind of like Hampshire Police trailblazing here.
Well, it is. And the reason being that we know that we have to find new innovation and creation in how we actually engage with victims. We have some very good social media interaction through Twitter and our Facebook. But what we want to do is high visibility, go to the locations, be driven by intelligence that we know where these perpetrators are frequenting and where these vulnerable people are.
And I guess being face to face with the young people who may be a little bit sort of reticent to talk to anybody, but actually being there and being able to offer a friendly face, I guess that breaks down that may perhaps initial barrier.
Yeah, well, what we've learned really through history is that building trust within communities is about face to face personal interaction. And that's why we've decided to obviously have visible patrols to personally interact with those children, those that are vulnerable, but also those that are currently being exploited through sexual exploitation as well. So this is about enhancing the trust and confidence of those young people to come forward to the police to report the crimes.